USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
More than 1,400 people were evacuated through humanitarian corridors on Saturday, despite persistent Russian shelling that made it difficult to carry out efforts in parts of Ukraine. The Kremlin stepped up attacks as a result of Ukrainian forces sinking their warship, the Moskva. Russia says it was not a loss due to Ukrainian missiles, but due to a fire on board. Russian officials warned the U.S. in a diplomatic note not to send more weapons to Ukraine, or it could face unpredictable consequences. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and other senior British politicians are banned from entering Russia. Officially, it's in response to what it called the UK's unprecedented hostile actions over its invasion of Ukraine. Russian officials have placed similar bans on U.S., Canadian, and European leaders. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Another bus full of migrants has arrived to Washington, D.C. from Texas.
The bus arrived Saturday morning after Texas Governor Greg Abbott began to send one bus of migrants a day to Washington, D.C., saying the move is an effort to show President Biden the crisis at the southern border.
We will transport as many as possible. The president has not ever come to the border of Texas and has seen the chaos that he has caused. And it is not going to come to the border. We're going to take the border to him.
Abbott's move comes as border officials are preparing for a large surge of migrant crossings, expected to be one of the largest in years. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Ohio Governor Mark DeWine is in quarantine after he tested positive for COVID-19. His office says that he is experiencing mild symptoms and has received a monoclonal antibody treatment on Friday. DeWine is fully vaccinated. He also has received his booster shot. You are listening to USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
Some employees at Verizon stores in Washington State voted to unionize on Friday. The stores in Everett and Linwood, north of Seattle, are the first unionized Verizon stores outside of New York City. The Everett Daily Herald reports employees and supporters watched the vote count on Zoom. The paper did not get a call back from Verizon for comment. Okay, so my personal favorite this year has been the Skittles jelly beans, but it didn't make the list this year.
A new study from the grocery delivery service Instacart is listing the most popular Easter candies purchased around the nation. Instacart releasing a list of the top 10 Easter candies purchased in the country and the number one treats favored in each state. Cadbury Cream Eggs came in number one overall in the United States. Instacart saying America's top 10 candies are Cadbury Cream Eggs, Reese's Peanut Butter Eggs, Jelly Beans, Mini Chocolate Eggs, Hershey's Kisses, M&M's, Lindt's Milk Chocolate Bunny, Brock's Jelly Bird Eggs, Peeps Marshmallow Chicks, and Hershey's Chocolate Candy Eggs. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Honey Bunch, the wallaby who went missing at the Memphis Zoo after storms passed through Tennessee this week, has been found. A curator happened to see some tracks Friday morning and followed them to the wallaby. Honey Bunch was taken to the zoo's hospital for evaluation and was given a clean bill of health. Listen to us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.